Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, February 6th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Titus Burgess is returning to Broadway as Mary Todd Lincoln in Oh, Mary. He is a six-time Emmy nominee for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, whose last Broadway appearance was in 2023 as Harold Zeidler in Moulin Rouge. Burgess's run in Oh, Mary is for 3 weeks only, from March 18th through April 6th. He replaces current lead Betty Gilpin, who departs on March 16th. His replacement will be announced later. Oh, Mary runs through June 28th. At the Lyceum Theater. The full cast has just been announced for John Proctor is the Villain. As previously announced, the new play written by Kimberly Bellflower will star Sadie Sink in her return to Broadway as Shelby Holcomb. She will be joined by Nihar Duvuri as Mason Adams, Gabriel Ebert as Carter Smith, Molly Griggs as Bailey Gallagher, Maggie Koontz as Ivy Watkins, Hagen Olivares as Lee Turner, Morgan Scott as Nell Shaw, Fina Straza as Beth Powell, and Amalia Yu as Raylan Nix. Duvuri can currently be seen as Balthazar in Romeo and Juliet. Ebert, a 2013 Tony winner, was last seen on Broadway in Passover. Griggs was a replacement in the 2017 revival of Hello, Dolly! And can be found in the upcoming Netflix series The Residents. Koontz made her Broadway debut last year in The Outsiders. Olivares was recently seen as Wally Webb in Our Town. Scott was featured in Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding. Straza was once the youngest actress to take on the titular role in Broadway's Matilda the Musical and can be seen in the forthcoming Netflix film Fear Street, Prom Queen. And Yu will be making her Broadway debut. Five understudies complete the cast. Directed by Danya Taymor, John Proctor is the Villain begins previews March 20th, opens on April 14th, and runs through June 22nd at the Booth Theater. Casting is also now complete for Good Night and Good Luck. Joining the previously announced George Clooney as Edward Murrow will be Ilana Glazer as Shirley Worshba, Clark Gregg as Don Hollenbeck, Mac Brandt as Colonel Anderson, Will Dagger as Don Hewitt, Christopher Denham as John Aaron, Glenn Fleshler as Fred Friendly, Paul Gross as William F. Paley, Georgia Hears as Ella, Carter Hudson as Joe Worshba, Fran Kranz as Palmer Williams, Jennifer Morris as Millie Green, Michael Nathanson as Eddie Scott, Andrew Polk as Charlie Mack, and Aaron Roman Wiener as Don Serene. Brandt, Dagger, Fleshler, Hears, Hudson, Morris, and Nathanson will all be making their Broadway debuts. Glazer will be making her Broadway acting debut after co-producing A Strange Loop. A six-person ensemble rounds out the cast. Co-written by Clooney and Grant Heslov and directed by David Cromer, Good Night and Good Luck begins previews on March 12th, opens April 3rd, and runs through June 8th at the Winter Garden Theater. In other casting news, Wicked is welcoming three more new principal cast members on March 4th. Natasha Yvette Williams begins as Madame Marble, Daniel Quadrino is the next Bach, and Jenna Bainbridge joins as Nessarose. Williams is a 2023 Tony nominee for Some Like It Hot, who was most recently seen as matron Mama Morton in Chicago. Quadrino, who has played Bach before on Broadway, was in the ensemble of last year's Tommy revival and can currently be seen at New York City Center in a production of Urinetown. Bainbridge made her Broadway debut last season in Suffs and will become the first wheelchair-using performer to play Nessarose on stage. Current cast members Donna McKechnie, Jake Peterson, and Natalie Ortega all depart Wicked on March 2nd. As previously announced, the show will also welcome two new leads on March 4th. Lencia Cabetta becomes the first black actress to take on Elphaba full-time, while Ally Trim hops on as Glinda. Wicked continues its historic run at the Gershwin Theater. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is launching Hogwarts Celebration Week later this month. From February 25th through the 28th, fans are encouraged to show their house pride. Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw colors are welcome at any of these four performances. Each audience member on each of those days will also receive an exclusive surprise that they can take home. Beginning today, a limited number of tickets starting at $49.50 are now on sale for the four performances. Select orchestra seats are also $40 off the regular price. Visit HarryPotterBroadway.com and use the promo code HOGWARTS25. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child continues at the Lyric Theater. And finally today, the 10th annual Broadway Con starts tomorrow at the New York Marriott Marquis Hotel. And for the first time, Inside the District will be there on the scene, taking you inside the convention all weekend long. Stay tuned for special Saturday and Sunday episodes this week to get exclusive information regarding performances, panel highlights, previews, and much more from the highly anticipated convention. If you still want to attend in person, tickets remain available at BroadwayCon.com. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.